How you doing, everybody? Get ready to learn something and hate me. Mostly hate me. But maybe you'll learn something. Maybe through all the hate and the hurt feelings, you'll learn something. I've been minding my own business lately. That's why there hasn't been a lot of podcasts. I've been minding my own business. Basic cable is gone. A story for another day. So I haven't been watching C-SPAN or Fox or any of that. And there must not have been a lot going on because I haven't been getting my email or my Facebook or my MySpace cluttered up with all sorts of little causes and all your little petty concerns out there. But this past couple weeks, you all feel important. You all feel important again. And you gotta spam everybody about what's going on and what's wrong. Hey, this is wrong, everybody. Here's a spam. Let me clog up your mailbox with a picture of a sea turtle covered in oil. Hey, let me send you some pictures of some poor Latinos getting pulled over by the Arizona police. Oh, isn't this all terrible? Let's fix it. Well, I've done my part by spamming you. I don't know who my congressman is, and I don't vote, but, well, I vote for the president, and that's about it. So have a nice day. I've done my part. Do I have to take each and every one of you and just beat you until you learn how to think? Do I have to do like a Pavlovian thing where I just take you and put little problem-solving puzzles in front of you, and every time you get it wrong, I beat you until you learn how to use your brains out there? Let me start with something that's not your fault. It's not your fault you're not being taught anything. So here's a little civics lesson for you. Start with this Arizona law. Arizona is a state, and its laws that it passes apply to itself. It doesn't apply to the rest of the country. Each state has its own laws, and then the United States government has federal laws that, it's sort of a gray area, but in most cases they supersede state law. Things get taken to the Supreme Court. It's a little fuzzy where states' rights and federal law butt heads. In any case, if you don't live in Arizona, don't worry about this stinking law. Shut your face! Shut up! Every state in the union is a train wreck right now. The budgets are all in the red. Every state has problems up the ass. And yet you people are all sitting in your effed up states and pointing a finger at Arizona going, "Oh, this new law is racist. Oh, those poor immigrants." Fuck them. It's their law. They can do whatever they want in their fucking state. I guarantee none of you read this law. I read through it briefly. It seems like kind of a crock. But you know what? I don't live there. I didn't give the law any more thought than 5 minutes, which is more than most of you. Most of you read some jerk-off email from your jerk-off friend and just forwarded along, giving no more thought other than to hit the reply button. No more thought than to go, "Ooh, click. There, I fixed it. I helped! Look at me." Look at me. I participate. I hate you all so much. Oh, I hate you. Ruining this country putting your little nose into A, it's none of your business. You don't live in Arizona. B, I guarantee you didn't give it any thought at all. C, I guarantee you've never been to Arizona, so you have no idea what the problem is. And, you know, maybe this is the only solution they could come up with, flawed as it is. I don't know. I don't live there. You people in Arizona, here's how I'm going to save you. Here's what you do. Listen to me. Listen to me, you Arizonians. Everybody hates you now and thinks you're racist. Strike down this law. And you're going to write a new law. Here's what you're going to do. Instead of, since they don't want you harassing illegal immigrants and arresting them and asking brown people if they are legally in this country, here's what you're going to do instead of that. You're going to strike this law down. And you are going to use Federal transportation funds. This ain't going to cost you a dime. Because Obama doesn't want you doing this. Doesn't want you screwing with these illegal immigrants. He loves them. Because they vote for him. You're going to have him in a trick bag. You're going to use his federal money. You're going to take his federal transportation money. And you're going to buy some buses. And you're going to give these illegal immigrants free trips through Arizona into whatever state that borders Arizona. So any illegal immigrant who makes it to Arizona, you're going to let them get on your little bus, and you're going to take them to Nevada or California. Is California? Wait, I just confused myself here. So if you're in... Okay, yeah, your border... Let me think here. Nevada, your border Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, California, and I think Nevada. I think... I can't picture it in my head. Yes, I'm looking at my globe here. Just a little chunk of it borders Nevada. So you're going to give those immigrants a free ride to whatever state they want. How you like that, other states? You love them so much? Here they are. We're not going to harass them. We're not going to... And guess what else we're going to do? Not going to do. We're not going to search them for drugs. They want to mule their cocaine through there. Oh, you don't have to stick it up your rear end, Mr. Immigrant. Pack it in a big old suitcase, and we're going to drop you right off. We're not going to check your criminal history. We're not going to check if you're insane. We're not going to check if you have tuberculosis. We're not going to check if you're a rapist, if you got VD. We're not going to check any of that stuff. Just pack up your BD, your crime, your gangsters, your mules, pack your suitcase with cocaine and get on the bus. And we're going to give you to all these other states that care so much about you that they don't want us to harass you. That's what you do, Arizona. That'll shut them up. In fact, if you just propose this law, it'll shut them up. But that's what I would do. If I was governor, I'd put that into effect right now, executive order. I don't know if they have that in Arizona. But that's what I'd do. I'd strike this law down and go, you know what, instead of harassing them, we're just going to bust them to you assholes. There you go, you deal with it. What's wrong with that? You love them. You don't want them harassed. You want them to have a good life here in America. You take them. With your effed up state. Maybe they'll fix it. My real plan for immigration, and I've said this for years, is, one, I don't really care who comes here. I'd like it if they checked and made sure they don't have a contagious disease, and they should speak English. That's just a practical matter. Yeah, I don't care if you speak English. I don't care if you open your restaurant and all the signs are in Spanish, Latin, Polish. I don't really care. As long as you can speak English so you can read the street signs, and so that every government document doesn't have to have... 6 different languages on it. Because that costs money. You know, it costs money to have all that translated, printed up. Yeah. Just learn English. And then I don't care who you are. Come on in. Check your VD at the door. Learn English. And then I don't care. Come on in. My other part of that is my dream immigration law would be that when you come in here... You simply, if you want to stay, you simply have to find somebody who is not worth as much as you are. So if you're a drywaller and you find some Generation Xer who's been going to college for 16 years on his parents' money, stoned out of his mind, you just take your little red slip and put it on him, and the immigration police will come take him away. You've taken his place. The country's now better. See how great that is? Anybody who wants to come here can come in here. And the people who are here have to be worth a shit. Because otherwise, some fellow in a sombrero might knock on the door and tap him on the shoulder and go, you're it. This nice man from the ICE is going to take you to your new home. Because you aren't worth a shit and I am. Because I'm a plumber. Hold on. Let me pause this. Joe and I gotta wrap a second whether or not we're gonna do a long one. Hold on, everybody. Okay, you're right. We're gonna stop this one, and then I'm gonna start bitching some more about this oil spill. The otters are covered with oil. Idiots. That's what's coming up next. I'm going to talk to you about this oil slick, and I'm going to explain to you why you shouldn't listen to your college professors. And if you've had enough, thanks for listening. Until next time, think. You, 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 you'll never find a way.